Today's shir is Masechta Nazir, Daf Tezayin, and we will begin on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Actually, as the Gemara will say at the end of the sugya that we're about to learn, the Mishnah, which if we learn in the Mishnayis, is actually four Mishnayis combined, is very relevant to the sugya that we learned on Daf Hey and Daf Vav, the Machlokes of Rav Masna and Bar Poda. We had learned that the Mishnah taught us that Stam Naziris Lamajoin, the average Naziris, the minimal Naziris is 30 days. And we had a Machlokes in the Gemara, what is the source for that din? Rav Masna says, since the Torah uses the word Kodesh Yiyah is begamatria 30, and that's how Rav Masna knows that the standard Naziris is a 30-day long term. Bar Poda learned it from the fact that the Torah uses the word Nazir 29 times. And as we explained, the Machloikis between Rav Masna and Bar Poda, the Nafgamina, is to be understood in a number of situations. One is that the Mishnah does clearly say that Naziris is 30 days. According to Bar Poda, that the Torah used the word Nazir 29 times, why does the Mishnah say that Stam Naziris is Lamajoy? So the Gemara explained that even Bar Poda agrees that Chazal made it, Takana made it, Gzeira, that because they wanted to work with whole round numbers, the standard Naziris should be 30 days. But actually, Midoraisa, a Naziris is really 29 days. And therefore, as we're going to see in the Shir, according to Bar Poda, if a Nazir were to become Tameh on day 30, that, and as we've learned and will be learning in Mitzvah Shem, a Nazir becomes Tameh, forfeits the days that he had kept as Nazir, has to bring a series of Kabbonis, has to take a haircut, and then begin his Naziris again. That din, if it happened, if he became Tomei on day 30, according to Bar Poda, is only Midrabanan. And therefore, he would not bring a carbon, because someone who's obligated, who did something that's only Midrabanan, doesn't bring Kabbonis. According to Rav Masna, however, day 30 is part of the Naziris Doraisa, and we have to bring a carbon. But even in Rav Masna, as we learned and will learn, if it's day 30 and the person has already brought his kabbonis to complete his naziris, even though it's still day 30, Rav Masna applies the concept of mixas hayoyim kikulai and the naziris is over. Another nafkamina would be if somebody explicitly only accepted upon themselves a naziris of 29 days. According to Rav Masna, it's impossible. The Torah says, yeah, the minimal amount of Naziris Midoraisa is 30 days. However, according to Bar Poda, since the Torah holds that Naziris really only requires 29 days, it would be acceptable. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Misha Omar Hareni Nazir, if somebody accepted upon himself a Naziris, Megaleach Yoim Shloish V'Yechad, everyone agrees that they should wait for day 31. Day 30, even according to Bar Poda, that in the Naziris Midoraisa is 29 days, Chazal said wait till they hold the Naziris for 30. And Rav Masna certainly, even if he's going to apply Mixas Yom Kikulai, does not l'chatchila rely on that. Misham Areni Nazir, Megaleach Yoim Shloishim Ve'echad. B'mgileach Liyoim Shloishim, however, if he took the haircut on day 30, Yotza, he has been Yotza, according to Bar Poda, because it's already after 29 days. And according to Rav Masna, our Mishnah is referring to a situation, this is the way Tosfos explains the Mishnah, that he had already brought the Kabbonis, and once the Kabbonis were brought on day 30, according to Rav Masna, we apply the concept of Mixas Hayoyim Kikulai. However, if somebody said, I already nazir shloishim yom, he says there's going to be another nazir for 30 days. Im gilech liyom shloishim, in this situation, if he completed his naziris on day 30, lo yotza, it's not done properly, he has to wait for 31. And there are three pshatim in understanding this din. One pshat is that the Mishnah is referring to a situation that the person explicitly said that he's going to accept a naziris of 30 yomim, shloishim yomim shloimim, 30 complete days. And since he explicitly said that he's accepting 30 full days, anything earlier than that will be a violation of his naziris. Another pshat that Tosfos suggests is when someone says hareni nazir, as we said, the Mishnah teaches us, he automatically accepts upon himself a term of naziris of 30 days. So why did this person have to add the words shloishim yoyim? It must be to teach us that shloishim yoyim, that he needs full 30 days, otherwise these words remain superfluous. The Brisker Rav suggests that according to the Rambam, in any situation where someone mentions a term of naziris, he mentions a number of days, we do not apply the concept of mixus yom kikulay. The Brisker Rav says, according to the Rambam's understanding, only in the standard case where somebody said hareni nazir, does the Torah teach us that we could apply the concept of mixus yom kikulay. Any other situation, we cannot. Continues the Mishnah. Misha nazir shtei naziris. If someone accepted upon himself two consecutive terms of naziris. And as the Chazon Ish helps us understand this Gemara, the Chazon Ish explains that the person who accepted upon himself two standard terms of naziris, what he meant to do is to have two separate terms of naziris. Not that they should go one right into the other. And what he meant was he should keep one term of naziris, complete it with the kabbonis, complete it with the haircut, and then begin the second term. In fact, the Chazon Ish suggests that the halacha is that if one is a nazir, a one-term nazir, as soon as he brings his kabbonis, he's allowed to drink wine, even though he hasn't yet taken the haircut. So therefore, suggests the Chazon Ish, this individual who accepted upon himself two consecutive terms of naziris, let's say he brings the kabbonis, but he has not yet taken the haircut, and the halacha is that the second term of naziris does not kick in until the haircut was taken. Perhaps in the interim period between the bringing of the kabbonis and the taking of the haircut, suggests the Chazon Ish, he should be allowed to drink wine. And the Chazon Ish says that although conceptually he thinks that that should be the halacha, he says the Rambam clearly rules differently. The Rambam says that this person will not be allowed to drink wine in that time. So says the Mishnah, Mi she'omer hareni, mi she'nazir shtei naziris, if one accepted upon himself two consecutive terms of naziris, the right thing to do is to take the haircut on day 31 for the first naziris, and the second one to take on day 61. According to Rav Masna, this is very understandable. Naziris is 30 days, so take the first haircut on day 31, then begin the second term and take it on day 61. However, says the Mishnah, Gilech es Rishani Yom Shloishim, if he took the haircut on day 30, which according to Bab Hada is certainly understandable, because Medoraisa, the whole Naziris, is really only 29 days. But even according to Rav Masna, the Mishnah is referring to a situation where he had already brought his kabbonis, and since he had already brought his kabbonis, we could apply the concept of mixus yom kikuloi. And as we mentioned, the Rishonim discussed when the Rishonim discuss, if that is indeed the case, why does the Mishnah have to repeat this din according to Ramasna? We already learned according to Ramasna that we apply the concept of Mixas Hayoim Kikuloi, and the Rishonim answer, because here we're using the concept of Mixas Hayoim Kikuloi twice in the same day. We're using it to end his first term, and we're also using it to start his second term, and that's the chiddush that we could apply Mixas Hayoim Kikuloi twice. According to Bapada, as we explained when we learned the sugya earlier, the chiddush of the Mishnah at this point is as follows: that even though Bapada does not subscribe to the concept of Mixas Hayoim Kikuloi at the end of Naziris, and the last day of Naziris, according to Bapada, must be completely observed, Bapada does agree that we accept the concept of the Mixas Hayoim Kikuloi to begin in Naziris, and therefore if today was day 30, which according to Bapada is already after the first term of Naziris, he can begin the second term any time during this day, and the reasoning being because any Naziris the Torah does not mandate must begin at the beginning of the day, any Naziris can begin during any time during the day, and therefore, says the Mishnah, according to all Manda Omrim, Em Gileches Rishani Yom Shloshim, that that day can be considered as day one of the new Naziris, and therefore we count 30 days later, 31 days later, Begileches Yom Shishim. And Em Gilech Yom Shishim Chasr Achad, if he took the haircut on day 59, Yotza, because that will be 30 days from day 30. And again, according to Bapada, as the Gemara said, this Bapada says is the proof to prove his contention that Naziris really needs to be 29 days, and therefore on day 59 the haircut may be taken midaraisa. And Rav Masna will again apply his concept on day 59 that it's after he brought the kabbonis and mixes ayoyim kikulay. Vizu Edis Haid Rabbi Pius, this is a testimony Rabbi Pius taught us. Amisha Nazir Shtei Naziris, someone who accepted two terms of Naziris. Shem Gilech Es Rishari Yom Shloishim, Begilech Es Shnei Li Yom Shishim, Bim Gilech Li Yom Shishim, if he, Chasar Achas, even if he took the Hekor on day 59, Yotza, it's acceptable. Shiyom Shloishim, day 30, Oilem and Aminyan is counted as day 1 of the second term, and therefore day 59 is day 30, according to Bapada, day 30 is already after the Naziris Midaraisa, and according to Ramasna, it's Mixas Hayoim Kikuloi after the Kabbonis were brought. Says the Mishnah further, Mish Omer Hareni Nazir, if somebody says I'm a Nazir, Nitma Yom Shloshim, and as we said in our introductory remarks, the halacha is that if someone becomes Tamei during his term of Naziris, the Torah tells us, Vayomim Harishonim Yiplu, he forfeits the days that he already has observed. He has to bring a series of kabbonos, and he has to take a haircut. What happens if he became Tomei on day 30? Soyser Sakol. So according to Ramasna, this is very understandable, because we're referring to day 30 prior to him bringing the kabbonos. And we do not say, according to Ramasna, the concept of Mixas Hayoim Kikuloi until the Kabbonis were actually brought. And therefore, on day 30, before the Kabbonis were brought, it's like day 15. And so says Sokol, he forfeits everything he kept. According to Bapada, the Meiri, before we go further, the Meiri has a different understanding, which is not the Pshat that we're going to use, but just to mention the Pshat of the Meiri. The Meiri says, the coin to Ramasna on day 30, if the kabbonis are brought, we apply the concept of Mixas Hayoim Kikuloi. However, says the Meiri, just like we learned at the end of the previous year, let's say we have a situation where a woman is keeping Zayin Nikiyin, 7 clean days for being a Nida. Then on the 7th day, she goes to the mikveh in the morning, which again we must emphasize, the halacha, Bizman Hazed, nowadays does not accept. a woman who's a nida should only go to the mikveh the night after Zayin Nikiyim. In fact, a woman who's a nida should only go to the mikveh at night. This woman goes to the mikveh, went to the mikveh, then the halacha was she could go to the mikveh the seventh day in the morning. But let's say during the seventh day she had a discharge, it retroactively disqualifies and she starts the seventh Zayin Nikiyim again. Says the Miri the same here. Yes, it's day 30. It's the last day of the Naziris, and we apply the concept of Mikvah Yom Kikuloi. But, says the Miri, Reb Masna agrees that if at any time during this day this Nazir becomes Tameh, it retroactively is considered as if he became Tameh during his term of Naziris, that Soises Akal. According to Bapada, with Midoy Raisa, he has already completed his Naziris, because it's already after 29 days, it's day 30. Midaraisa, even if it becomes Tami that day, says Bapada, it really shouldn't have any effect. However, as we said at the beginning of our shir, Bapada does agree that Midrabaran, every Naziris should be kept for a full term of 30 days, and therefore, since he has to keep the Naziris for a full term of 30 days, if he becomes Tamei day 30, it is Soiser, it makes him forfeit the Naziris he kept. But as we explained, according to Bapada, since this is only a din midrabanan, Bapada will agree that he will not have to bring kabonis, because somebody who's keeping Naziris only midrabanan certainly doesn't have to bring kabonis. Rebbe Lezer says that if somebody becomes Tameh on the last day of the Naziris, on day 30, Taloch is Ein Soisa El Shiva, it only affects 7 days. For as we learned, Rebbe Lezer is a big proponent of Mixus HaYom Kikuloi, and therefore, according to Rebbe Lezer, as soon as it's day 30, even if he didn't bring any Kabonis, the Naziris is over, and therefore, the fact that he became Tameh after that doesn't really affect his Naziris. The reason Rebbe Lezer says that he has to wait 7 days is for a different consideration entirely. And that is because, unlike all other people who are Tamei, if they want to have a carbon offered on their behalf, they could send the carbon with a shliach. A Nazir has to actively participate in the bringing of his kabbonis by being in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore this person who became Tamei and has to wait a minimum of 7 days, where he will have the Paraduma ashes sprinkled on him on day 3 and on day 7, so and only then can he participate in bringing a carbon. That's why Rebbe Lezer says he can't bring his kabbonis until 7 days have passed. Nothing to do with the halachas of forfeiting in the Naziris. However, if someone says Hareni Nazir Shloishim Yoim, if somebody explicitly accepted of Naziris of 30 days, as we said at the beginning of the shir, here everybody agrees that he has to keep a full term of 30 days, and therefore Nitna Yoim Shloishim, even if he became Tameh on the last day, Soisa Sakol, everybody will agree that he forfeits all the days that he has already kept. If somebody said, Hareni Nazir Meiyoyim, he accepted upon himself a term of Naziris of 100 days, Nitmeyoyim Mei, if he becomes Tamei on the 100th day, Soisa Sakol, he forfeits all the days he has observed. Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Eina Soisa Elishloshim. Rebbe Lezer says that he only disqualifies 30 days. Because Rebbe Lezer has a special din that the Torah uses the words V'zois Torah HaNazir B'yoy Melois. The Rebbe Lezer says that the Torah is teaching us a Gzeres HaKosef, that even though we just explained that if a Nazir becomes Tamei during his term, he forfeits all of the days of his Naziris, agrees says Rebbe Lezer, the Torah teaches us that if he becomes Tamei in the last day of his Naziris, he only forfeits 30 days. And as we said when we explained this concept of Rebbe Lezer previously, we have a very interesting situation. According to Rabbi Elazar, if someone accepted upon themselves a term of Naziris of 100 days, if the person were to become Tamei on day 99, he forfeits everything he's kept and he has to start from scratch. But if he becomes Tamei 1 day later, on day 100, there's a special Gzeiris Akasev that he only forfeits 30 days. If he came Tamei on day 101, Soyser Shloshim Yoyim. He Soyser 30 days. And as we explained at the beginning of the Mishnah, even though everybody, Ramasna and Barpada, hold that once day 30 passes, the Naziris is over. Day 30 comes and Naziris is over, whether because Naziris Midrash is only 29 days, whether because Mixes Ayoyim Kekulai, we explained we should wait till day 31. And if somebody became Tamei in day 31 prior to his bringing his Kabbonis, Midrabbanon, he's Tamei. But he only is Soyser 30 days. And there's a machlokes, why only 30 days? If the Rabbanon said that day 101, the day of bringing Kabbonis, Tuma on that day, if somebody became Tamei on that day prior to his bringing Kabbonis, it's the same as if he became Tamei during his term of Naziris. So just like if he became Tamei during his term of Naziris, the halacha is that he has to count over, he forfeits all the days. Why is here different? So we explained, so the Rishonim explained that since this is only a Gzeir de Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon were more lenient and they said that waiting 30 days is enough. Another explanation I saw is that the Takana de Rabbanon, when Rabbanon make Gzeiris, they make the Gzeiris for the typical case. The typical case of Naziris is a 30 day Naziris. And since that's the typical case, the Rabbanon said that if someone becomes Tamei on day 31, he has to keep 30 days. And therefore, even if this person did something unusual and he accepted upon himself 100 day Naziris, and now he became Tamei the day of bringing the Kabbonis on day 101, the Chachamim did not see a reason to make Gzeira that is not relevant to the normal case. And the normal case would be a 30 day Naziris. Rabbi Elazar, however, holds Eina Soisa El Shiva. Rabbi Elazar is consistent with his opinion that Midrash on day 30, we say Mixes Yom Kekulai, and Rabbi Elazar will hold, therefore, that became Tamei any time after day 30. Rabbi Elazar said even became Tamei day 30. Certainly, if he became Tamei on day 31 or day 101, he only has to wait the 7 days until he can actively participate in bringing his kabbonis, but it does not cause any forfeiture of days. Says the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, Misha Amar Hareni Nazir, if somebody accepted upon himself the term of Naziris, V'nitme Yom Shloshim became Tamei on day 30, the halacha is Soisa Sakol, it causes him, as the Torah teaches us, since it's still in the middle of the term of Naziris, to forfeit all of the days of Naziris. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Eina Soisa El Shiva, it only causes him to forfeit the seventh day, because Kesava Rabbi Elazar holds Kol Achim Alois. Any time Tumah occurs after the Naziris is over, and here the Naziris is over because Mixes Ayoyim Kekulai, so the Naziris is over, the halacha is it doesn't cause any forfeiture, it just causes us to have to wait the 7 days to be able to bring the carbon. The Mishnah said, Hareni Nazir Shloshim Yoyim, if somebody accepted upon themselves a Naziris of 30 days, V'nitme Yoyim Shloshim, here, if he becomes Tamei on the 30th day, here, Soisa Sokol, everybody agrees, it causes him to forfeit all of the Naziris he's already kept. And Loi Polig Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar doesn't disagree in this situation, because we're referring to a situation that he said, Shleimim, that he's accepted upon himself 30 full days, as we explained at the beginning of the shiur, whether it's because he explicitly said the word Shleimim, whether it's because why did he have to say Shloish Miyoyim, whether it's because of what the Brisker Rav says, whatever number is mentioned, it means a full term. And therefore, becoming Tomei in day 30 is no different than becoming Tomei during any time during the Naziris that it causes him to forfeit the entire Naziris. If somebody said, we learned in the end of the Mishnah, Hareni Nazar Meyoyim, that I'm Nazar for 100 days, Venit Meyoyim and became Tomei on the 100th day, Sois Asakol, according to Rabbanon, day 100 is no different than any other day, the Yom HaRishonim Yiplu, it causes him to forfeit all of the days. Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Enesois HaLishloishim, as we explained, Rebbe Lezer says, there's a special Gzeres HaKosef, that if somebody becomes Tamei on the last day of his Naziris, he only loses 30 days. The Kulu, and the entire Mishnah and Gemara that we just explained, follows Kravina Ba'alivet Ba'pada Rav Masna is to be explained according to the way Ba'pada Rav Masna explained the need, the din of Stam Naziris Lama Joim. That affects, as we Baruch Hashem learned, the understanding of every line of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Mishnah Nazar Beis HaKfaris, if somebody accepted upon himself a term of Naziris while he was in a cemetery, and the Rishonim point out that when the Mishnah says here that he's in the Beis HaKfaris, it doesn't just mean that he's in a cemetery, because being in a cemetery, the tumma of being within Dalet Amos, four Amos of a mace, of a kever, is only a tumma d'rabbanan. And here we're obviously referring to a tumma d'araisa. So our Mishnah is referring to a situation, they explain, where the person is either touching the grave or he's being mahel, he's leaning over the grave, so his tumah is a tumah d'oraisa. So Misha Nazav Hu Beis HaKfaris, if somebody accepted upon himself a Naziris when he's in a state of tumah d'oraisa, afilo hayisham la mejoyim, even if he's there all 30 days, and as the Miri points out, the Mishnah says the din of being there all 30 days, because 30 days is, as we just finished explaining, the typical term of Naziris, and the Mishnah is teaching us that even if he kept a whole term of Naziris in the cemetery, he is not considered a Nazir. And therefore, Eilon Lailonai Min Yamin, it's not considered that he kept the days of Naziris. It's considered he has not at all begun. Then he may be Karmat Tumah, and therefore he's not obligated to bring the Karmat Tumah that a Nazir who becomes Tamei must bring. However, Yotzev and Nichnas, if he left the cemetery and he went through the 7-day purification with the Parah Aduma, and then he goes back Oilay Min Aminyan, his Naziris begins on the 7th day, as we will explain in the Gemara. And if he goes back into the cemetery, Maven Karban Tuma, even if on that 7th day, the last day of his purification days, he had the Paraduma ashes sprinkled on him, he began counting the Naziris, and then he walks in and to the cemetery and becomes Tamei, it's considered a situation of a Nazir who became Tamei. That the halach is that a Nazir became Tamei forfeits his days. Here there's not that much to forfeit. It's still day one of his Naziris, but it does affect that he has to bring the Kabbonis that a Nazir who becomes Tamei must bring, and he also has to take a haircut before again beginning to become a Nazir. Rebbe Lezer says, if a person becomes Tamei on his first day of Naziris, and as the Rishonim explained, Rebbe Lezer's statement is not limited to the situation being described in our Mishnah. Rather, Rebbe Lezer's situation is any time someone accepts and begins a term of Naziris, teaches us Rebbe Lezer that if he becomes Tamei during the first day of that term, the dinim of a Nazir who becomes Tamei do not apply. Because he says, the Torah says, Vayomim harishonim yiplu. The Torah uses the plural, yomim harishonim. There has to be at shehela yomim harishonim. So according to Belezer, in order for the dinim that apply to a nazir who becomes tamei to be relevant, he must be tamei for at least 2 days. Most rishonim explain, when Rabbi Elazar says 2 days, it means that as soon as the second day begins, the dinim of a nazir tamei begin. However, there are mefarshim that want to suggest that according to the Rambam, he holds, in Rabbi Elazar's opinion, 2 full days have to pass until do the dinim of a nazir who becomes tamei apply. Says the Gemara, Itmar. Somebody who accepted upon themselves Naziris when they are in a cemetery. Rabbi Yochanan Naziris Cholalov. Rabbi Yochanan says Naziris is effective. Rish Lakish Amar Ein Naziris Cholalov. Rabbi Yochanan Naziris Cholalov, the declaration is effective. I, as we just learned in the Mishnah, he can't fulfill those obligations because he's in the Beis HaKfaris, which prevents him. Ksava mitla tala v'kayima. The Naziris is on hold. Kiva the Mishkach HaTara, and as soon as it could become effective, the person leaves the cemetery and purifies himself, it's automatically chayla. Rish Lakish Sover, ain't Naziris chalalov. Rish Lakish holds the Naziris is not effective. Ihad v'amah chayla lei, and only if after he leaves the cemetery and purifies himself, does he re-declare himself, reiterate his acceptance of being a Nazir, he's a Nazir v'loy loy. Although the Rishonim point out that even according to Reish Lakish, who holds that he has to accept again the Naziris upon himself, all of the halachas of accepting a Naziris, or the effective way of accepting the Naziris, do not apply here, they explain, and any minimal acknowledgement that he now needs to be a Nazir will be sufficient, even according to Reish Lakish. I saw in the Mefarshim a number of Pshatim how to understand conceptually the Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. One way of explaining, I saw the Mefarshim suggest, is that the Gemara Masechta Tmura says a sugya of Kamilsa Da'amar Rachman Aloy Savid. If somebody, the Torah tells us not to do something, there is a question, Yavid Mehani, Yavid Loy Mehani. If the person did it anyway, does it have any meaning or not? And perhaps that's the Machlaikis. According to Reish Lakish, a person who's a Nazir can't be Tameh. And therefore, accepting upon oneself Naziris in a state of Tumah is meaningless. Reish Lakish will disagree. However, the Mefarshim are not anxious to follow this method of explaining the Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, because we have here Rabbi Yochanan actually subscribing to a concept of Kamilus Domer Rachmana Loi Savid Iovid Mahani, and we say Loi Mahani. So how would Rabbi Yochanan be able to reconcile himself with that concept? And in fact, I saw the Mefarshim explain that Rabbi Yochanan, two ways of reconciling the concept of Kamil Sadomar Achmona Loi Savid, Yavid Loi Mahani, with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that one can accept upon himself Naziris even when he's in a cemetery. One is that the Gemara Masechta Tmura says that even if we hold Kamil Sadomar Achmona Loi Savid, Yavid Loi Mahani, it's only in a case which is not relevant to Hegdish. And Hegdish, the Torah teaches us, Lo Yamirenu, one has a carbon, he's not allowed to substitute it. However, the Torah says, V'hama Yomer, if you do go through the substitution, V'yahu Usmerasa Yekaidish, they both become Kaidish. So we see that according to the Torah is teaching us that Hegdish is different. There, the rule of Kamil Sadomar Rachman Aloy Savit, Yavid Loy Mahani, doesn't apply. And therefore, here, since as we learned earlier in our Masechta, the Naziris is a form of Hegdish, the rule of Kamil Sadomar Rachman Aloy Savit, Yavid Loy Mahani, doesn't apply. Another way of saying it is as follows. Sometimes what someone is doing is categorically unacceptable according to the din from the Torah. And sometimes it's not what I'm doing is unacceptable. There is a side or a side reason that's preventing it. For example, let's say one would enter into a financial transaction on Shabbos. Shabbos, you're not allowed to do business. But the issur of doing business, so if somebody entered into such a transaction, there's nothing inherently wrong with the transaction. The transaction is a 100% legal sale, legal transaction. It's that it's Shabbos. When does the Torah say, is only when it's inherent in the actual act. Let's say the transaction in our example that we just mentioned was an illegal transaction, midaraisa, mina Torah. However, where it's just Shabbos, that wouldn't be the factor. Here too, it's not that there's nothing wrong with his declaration of Naziris. What's wrong is that he's in the cemetery. And therefore, the concept of the Kamusla Amrachmana Loisava Yavid Loimahani doesn't apply. However, the Brisker Rav, at least this is my understanding of the Brisker Rav, offers a different explanation in understanding the Machlaikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. We've learned earlier, what does Naziris mean? Does Naziris mean that one is accepting upon himself a series of things that he's allowed to do, that he's not allowed to do? Or does Naziris mean accepting upon oneself a certain state which someone who's in that status has certain rules? Perhaps that's the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, Naziris means accepting upon oneself certain rules. The person who's in the cemetery can't accept those rules. He's already tamei, he's standing in the cemetery. Rabbi Yochanan, however, says the Naziris is not a series of rules. Naziris is a status. And therefore, the person who accepts the Naziris upon himself, even though he's in the cemetery, that doesn't prevent him from accepting the status. It only prevents him from accepting the rules, but that doesn't disqualify the declaration of Naziris according to Rabbi Yochanan. Eisei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. As Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We just learned in our Mishnah, Misha Nazavu Beisak Forest. If somebody accepts upon himself in the Zeris in the Beisak Forest, Afilo Hayusham Shloishim Yoim, even if he was there for 30 days, Ein Oyon Loim Min Aminyan. Veinim Evi Karben Tumma. So what does our Mishnah seem to be saying? Karben Tumma Udloim Aisi. The din that a Nazaru becomes Tamei has to bring kabbonis, has to go through a specific process, doesn't apply to the individual who accepted upon himself the Naziris in the cemetery. But the Mishnah seems to indicate that the Naziris is effective. Amalei Rish Lakish responds that what does the Mishnah mean? What the Mishnah means is Eina B'Toiris Tuma Ve'Eina B'Toiris Korban. He's completely excluded from all of the dinim of Tumah and Naziris. Nothing is relevant to him. Eisvei, so the Gemara asks another question to Rish Lakish. We learned in the Braisa, Mishayu Tamei V'Nazar. If somebody was Tamei and accepted upon himself Naziris, so Halach is, Osel Galeich, he's not allowed to take haircut, he's not allowed to shtosh yayin, he's not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to be Tamei Meisim, Vim Galeich, V'Shosu Yayin, V'Nit Mele Meisim, Harezes Soifik as Aboim, he does receive Malkus. Iyam Bishlama Chayli, if we're going to say that the Naziris can be effective even on a person who's Tamei, Hanatam the Soifik as Aboim, we can understand why he gets Malkus if he intentionally violated the Naziris. Eli Amrit, according to you, Rish Lakish, that someone who's Tamei is prevented, and it prevents him from being a Nazir, the Naziris doesn't take effect at all. What does he get Malkus? Answers the Gemara, what's it referring to here? That he left the cemetery, he left the state of Tumah, and then became a full-fledged Nazir. Ask the Rishonim, if he finished the Naziris, he finished the Tumah, and then becomes a Nazir, obviously he's a regular Nazir, and all of the dinim of the Naziris apply to him. What does the Brice have to tell us that din for? So I saw a number of Terutzim. One Terutz is that the Brice is teaching us, a din that we mentioned a couple of moments ago, that even Resh Lakish will agree that this person who accepted upon himself Naziris when he was Tamei doesn't become a Nazir. When he becomes Tahor, doesn't have to have a full-fledged declaration. Any minimal declaration will be adequate. And that's what the Brice is teaching us. Yotza, he ends the Tumah, the Nichnas, and with the most minimal declaration, does he become a Nazir? Another explanation is that even Resh Lakish agrees that this person had previously made a declaration of Naziris. The declaration wasn't effective at all. However, he still has an obligation to fulfill his nether. As we've been learning so many times, every Naziris is a nether. And when one makes a nether, he has an obligation about ta'achar, not to delay it. And that's what the Braisa says to us, that even according to Resh Lakish, as soon as he finishes his tumah, v'nichnas, be careful to immediately accept upon yourself, to immediately fulfill that nether that you previously accepted upon yourself. Ask the Gemara another question on Resh Lakish. Eisvei, the Braisa says, ein bein tamei shenazer. There is no difference between a person who's tamei and accepted upon himself in the Ziris, l'nazer tar shenitma, versus a nazir who was tar and became tamei. El tar mei shenazer, if a person became tamei, and when a person was tamei when he accepted upon himself in the Ziris, shvi shloi oloi laminyan, the seventh day after he has the paraduma ashes sprinkled on him, is considered the first day of his new term. Even though, as the Rishonim point out, isn't he a tefillah yoyim that day? The seventh day of a person who is a tamei meis, besides that he has the ashes of the parah aduma sprinkled on him, he has to go to the mikveh. And the halacha is that a person who's a tefillah yoyim is still considered, as we've learned in many areas of halacha, somebody who's tamei. And don't we just say that somebody who's tamei doesn't begin the term of Naziris? So Rishonim explain that a tful yoim, the tumah of a tful yoim, is a tumah kalusha, is a weak tumah, and since it's a weak tumah, it can be considered day one of his term of Naziris. However, a nazar tar shenitma of a person who was a nazar, a regular nazar, and he became tamei, and he has to go through the regular purification process, and then on the eighth day bring kabanas and take the haircut. So he ain't shvir shaloi oloi laminyan. He can't wait. He can't begin his new term on day seven. He only can begin his new term on day eight. Says the Gemara, v'sal k'taitach loy chaylo. If the halacha is that Naziris does not take effect while he's tamei, amai oloi laminyan, why is the seventh day considered? Why is the seventh day considered day one? According to Resh Lakish, he doesn't automatically become a Nazir, because the original declaration that he accepted upon himself when he was tamei wasn't a good declaration, according to Resh Lakish. And he requires a new declaration. And without that new declaration, he's not yet a Nazir. So why is he automatically a Nazir? So it's a proof contrary to Resh Lakish. So the Rishonim asked the obvious question, why don't we explain this Braisa is also referring to a situation of Yotz v'Nichnas, that he did accept upon himself the new Naziris. So the Rishonim answered that if that were the case, that the Braisa should have mentioned that then, that we have this requirement that he accept upon himself, at least in some manner, the new Naziris. The fact that the Braisa just says that on day seven he becomes a Nazir, it's a raya that he automatically becomes a Nazir, because the original declaration was effective, it just couldn't take hold, but now that he becomes tar, it does take hold.